previously on The Big Bang Theory.
I'm going to the Arctic Circle with Leonard Wallowitz and Kuthra Pali.
For 3 months.
Yes.
What did you mean when you said you were going to miss me?
It means I wish you weren't going.
3 months later. Leonard, Howard, and Raj enter the building sporting large beards and bushy hairdos. Sheldon has a neat goatee.
Oh, thank God we're home.
Can't believe we spent 3 months in that frozen hell.
It was like a snowy nightmare from which there was no awakening.
I don't know what Arctic expedition you guys were on, but I thought it was a hoot and a half.
Oh, hi, Mom. No, I told you I'd call you when I got home. I'm not home yet. All right, I'm home. The Arctic expedition was a remarkable success. I'm all but certain there's a Nobel Prize in my future. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I'm entirely certain. No, Mother, I could not feel your church group praying for my safety. The fact that I'm home safe does not prove that it worked. That logic is post hoc ergo propter hoc. No, I'm not sassing you in Eskimo talk.
I'm gonna go let Penny know we're back.
Mother, I have to go. Yeah, love you. Bye. Hello, old friend.
Sheldon sits in his seat on the couch and breathes a sigh of relief.
Daddy's home.
Leonard, you're back.
Yeah, I just stopped by to say...
Penny passionately embraces him.
Yeah, so hi.
She drags him into her apartment and slams the door. Howard and Wilmot are in a state of shock.
Damn it, I should have gone over and told her we were back.
Yeah, it was first come, first serve.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
I just want you both to know, when I publish my findings, I won't forget your contributions.
Great.
And of course, I can't mention you in my Nobel acceptance speech, but when I get around to writing my memoirs, you can expect a very effusive footnote and perhaps a signed copy.
We have to tell him.
Tell me what?
Damn his Vulcan hearing.
You fellas are planning a party for me, aren't you?
Okay, Sheldon, sit down.
Yeah, if there's going to be a theme, I should let you know that I don't care for luau, toga, or under the sea.
Yeah, we'll keep that in mind. Look, we need to talk to you about something that happened at the North Pole.
If this is about the night the heat went out, there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
It's not about that.
And we agree to never speak of it again.
So we slept together naked. It was only to keep our core body temperatures from plummeting.
He's speaking about it.
For me, it was a bonding moment.
Sheldon, you remember the first few weeks we were looking for magnetic monopoles and not finding anything, and you were acting like an obnoxious giant dictator.
I thought we were going to be gentle with him.
That's why I added the tater. And when we finally got our first positive data, you were so happy.
Oh, yes. In the world of emoticons, I was colon capital D.
He tilts his head and grins.
Well, in actuality, what your equipment detected wasn't so much evidence of paradigm-shifting monopoles as it was static from the electric can opener we were turning on and off.
He just went colon capital O.
You tampered with my experiment?
We had to.
It was the only way to keep you from being such a huge Dickensian. You see that? I added the Enzian.
Did Leonard know about this? Leonard's my best friend in the world. Surely Leonard didn't know.
Actually, it was his idea.
Of course it was. The whole plan reeks of Leonard.
I missed you so much.
I missed you too.
I couldn't think of anyone else while you were gone.
Me neither. Except for one night when the heat went out. Long stories, don't ask.
Leonard.
Do not make a sound.
Whispering, do not make a sound, is a sound.
Damn his Vulcan hearing. Not a good time, Sheldon.
Penny.
Oh, this is ridiculous. What?
Hello, Penny. I realize you're currently at the mercy of your primitive biological urges, but as you have an entire lifetime of poor decisions ahead of you, may I interrupt this one?
It's great to see you too. Come on in.
Wallowitz has informed me of your grand deception. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Yes, I feel terrible about it. I will never forgive myself. I don't expect you to either, and I would really appreciate it if you would leave me with Penny for a session of self-criticism and repentance.
Okay, can someone please tell me what's going on here?
What's going on is I was led to believe I was making groundbreaking strides in science, when in fact, I was being fed false data at the hands of Wallowitz, Cuthrapali, and your furry little boy toy.
Is that true?
It was the only way to make him happy.
Why did you have to make him happy?
Because when he wasn't happy, we wanted to kill him. There was even a plan. We were going to throw his Kindle outside, and when he went to get it, lock the door and let him freeze to death.
That seems like a bit of an overreaction.
No, the overreaction was the plan to tie your limbs to four different sled dog teams and yell, "Mush!" Look, we kept the original data. You can still publish the actual results.
Yes, but the actual results are unsuccessful. And I've already sent an email to everyone at the university explaining that I have confirmed string theory and forever changed man's understanding of the universe.
Oh, see, yeah, you probably shouldn't have done that. So write another email. Set the record straight. It's no big deal.
You're right, Leonard. That's not a big deal. All you did was lie to me, destroy my dream, and humiliate me in front of the whole university. That, FYI, was sarcasm. I, in fact, believe it is a big deal.
Oh, that poor thing.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Wait. Aren't you gonna go talk to him?
Well, he'll be fine. The guy's a trooper. Come here.
No, you're right. You shouldn't talk to him. I will.
Man, I cannot catch a break.
Hey, do you want to talk?
About what? Being betrayed by my friends? Spending 3 months at the North Pole for nothing? And I didn't even get to go to Comic-Con.
Penny goes to touch him, then reconsiders.
Soft kitty, warm kitty.
That's for when I'm sick. Sad is not sick.
Oh, sorry, I don't know your sad song.
No, I don't have a sad song. I'm not a child.
Well, you know, I do understand what you're going through.
Really? Would you just have the Nobel Prize in waitressing stolen from you?
Well, no. But when I was a senior in high school, one of my friends heard I was going to be named head cheerleader. Oh, I was so excited. My mom even made me a celebration pie. Then they named stupid Valerie Mosbacher head cheerleader. Big ol' slut bag.
Are you saying that you think a celebration pie is even remotely comparable to a Nobel Prize?
Well, they're pretty tasty.
And on a different, but not unrelated, topic, based on your current efforts to buoy my spirits, do you truly believe that you were ever fit to be a cheerleader?
Look, Sheldon, I just don't think that the guys and Leonard really meant to hurt you, you know? You just told an unfortunate lie to deal with a difficult situation. Okay, you know what it's like? Remember the scene in the new Star Trek movie when Kirk has to take over the ship? So he tells Spock all that stuff he knew wasn't true, like saying Spock didn't care his mom died.
I missed Comic-Con and the new Star Trek movie.
I like the new look. Thanks.
Howard has kept his mustache.
I call it the Clooney.
I call it the Mario and Luigi, but whatever. Hey, how's Sheldon doing?
Well, he came out of his room this morning wearing his Darth Vader helmet and tried to choke me to death with the Force, so I'd say a little better.
If I may abruptly change the subject, did you and Penny finally, you know...
Howard.
Personally, I don't care, but my genitals wanted me to ask.
Well, tell your genitals what I do with Penny is none of their business.
He says they didn't do it.
Sheldon, over here.
Sheldon sits at the table next to them. He glowers while attempting to use the Force to strangle each one in turn. Raj starts choking.
What are you doing?
Well, I feel bad for the guy.
Leonard joins Sheldon.
Sheldon, why are you sitting by yourself?
Because I'm without friends. Like the proverbial cheese, I stand alone. Even while seated.
Come on, we said we were sorry.
It's going to take more than an I'm sorry and a store-bought apology pie from Penny to make up for what you've done to me.
Hey, Koopa! Way to attract an email. Way to destroy your reputation.
You see? People have been pointing and laughing at me all morning.
It's not true. People have been pointing and laughing at you your whole life.
All right, I've had enough. Attention, everyone. I'm Dr. Sheldon Cooper. As many of you in the physics department might know, my career trajectory has taken a minor detour.
Off a quiff.
My credibility may have been damaged.
Completely whacked.
But I would like to remind you that in science, there's no such thing as failure. There once was a man who referred to his prediction of a cosmological constant as the single biggest blunder of his career. That man's name was, surprise, surprise, Albert Einstein.
Yeah, but research into dark energy proved that Einstein's cosmological constant was actually right all along, so you're still, surprise, surprise, a woozer.
Well, you think you're so clever. Well, let me just tell you, while I do not currently have a scathing retort, you check your email periodically for a doozy.
Sheldon leaves with his tray of food.
So much for our friendship with Sheldon.
Well, we'll always have the night the heat went out.
Hi.
Hey, listen, since we got, you know, interrupted last night, I didn't have a chance to give you this.
Oh, Leonard, you shouldn't have. Oh, boy. What is it?
It's a snowflake from the North Pole.
Are you serious?
It'll last forever. I preserved it in a 1% solution of polyvinyl acetyl resin.
Oh, my God. That's the most romantic thing anyone's ever said to me that I didn't understand.
It's actually a pretty simple process. You see, cyanoacrylates are monomers which polymerize on...
Penny stops him with a kiss.
Red alert. Leonard Sheldon ran away.
Man, I cannot catch a break.
No, he ran away.
Well, he's not answering his phone. He handed in his resignation at the university, and he sent me a text that said, I'm running away.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me know.
Well, Leonard, aren't you gonna do something?
Well, of course I'm gonna do something. Howard, you check the comic book store. Raj, go to the Thai restaurant. I'll stay here with Penny in her apartment. Oh, damn it. It's Sheldon's mother. A break cannot be caught. Hi, Mrs. Cooper. He is. Sheldon went home to Texas. Yeah, no, I know he resigned. Yes, I guess it kind of is our fault. No, you're right. Someone needs to come talk to him. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Yeah. All right. New plan. Howard, you and Raj go to Texas. I'll stay here with Penny in her apartment.
But you're not gonna go with him?
Well, you know, I gave you the snowflake, and we were kissing, and... Yeah, come on, I don't want to go to Texas!
Oh, right, and I do. My people already crossed the desert once. We're done.
Trust me, you'll be fine. See ya.
Well, wait a second, Leonard. Come on, how can you not go? He's your best friend.
Well, I already saw him naked. Just come here.
No. I promise I will be here when you get back. Just go help Sheldon.
Really?
Yeah, we waited a few months. We can wait a few more days.
They kiss.
Maybe you can.
Go.
Boy.
You cannot catch a break, can you?
Here you go, Shelley.
Thanks, Mom.
Hold your horses, young man. Here in Texas, we pray before we eat.
Oh, Mom.
This is not California, land of the heathen. Gimme. By his hand, we are all
fed.
Give us, Lord, our daily
bread.
Please know that we are truly
grateful
for every cup and every
plateful.
Amen. That wasn't so hard, was it?
My objection was based on considerations other than difficulty.
Whatever, Jesus still loves you.
Thank you for carving a smiley face in my grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, well, I know how to take care of my baby. His eyes came out a little thin, but you can just pretend he's Chinese. So, do you want to talk about what happened with you and your little friends?
They're not my friends.
All right. If you recall, when you were little, we sat right here at this very spot, and we talked about some of the problems you had getting along with the neighbor kids.
It was different. They were threatened by my intelligence and too stupid to know that's why they hated me.
Oh, baby, they knew very well why they hated you.
Leonard is driving with Howard and Raj in the passenger seats. Howard is wearing a red Stetson.
Can't believe you bought a red cowboy hat.
Hello, I'm wearing a red turtleneck. Plus, it was the only boys large they had.
I'm sorry, this does not look like Texas. Where's the tumbleweeds? Where's the saloons?
Saloons?
Yeah, like in the movies I saw growing up in India, you know, Fawfa, Texas, Yellow Rose of Texas.
This neighborhood is more Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I was really hoping to see a cattle drive.
What can I tell you? They probably have steaks on sale at that big-ass Costco over there.
At Sheldon's front door.
Will you please take that stupid hat off?
No, I want to blend in.
What? Toy Story?
Hi, boys.
Howdy, ma'am.
Howdy to you, too. You got here quick.
We took the red eye.
Well, come on in.
Thank you kindly.
Can I get you something to drink?
No, thank you.
If y'all don't mind, I got a hankering for a Lone Star beer.
There's no alcohol in this household. Stop talking like that and lose the hat.
Sorry. I'll take a Diet Yoo-Hoo if you have it.
You'll take a cola. What about you? Raj, is it? Oh, you still having trouble talking to the ladies? Because you know, at our church, we have a woman who's an amazing healer. Mostly she does crutch and wheelchair people. But I bet she'd be willing to take a shot at whatever third world demon is running around inside of you.
If you don't mind, Mrs. Cooper, there's a 305 nonstop back to Los Angeles, and you have no idea how much I want to be on it.
A girl?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. I've been praying for you. Oh, Sheldon.
What are they doing here?
Well, we came to apologize.
Again.
And bring you home. So why don't you pack up your stuff and we'll head back?
No. This is my home now. Thanks to you, my career is over. And I will spend the rest of my life here in Texas trying to teach evolution to creationists.
You watch your mouth, Shelley. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Evolution isn't an opinion, it's fact.
And that is your opinion.
I forgive you. Let's go home.
Leonard checks his watch.
Don't tell me prayer doesn't work.
How about that? I finally caught a break. You know how they say when friends have sex, it can get weird?
Sure.
Why does it have to get weird?
I don't know.
I mean, We were friends, and now we're more than friends. And we're whatever this is. But why label it, right? I mean, it is what it is. And
Leonard?
Yeah?
It's weird.
Totally.